Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, fly season's almost here. Fortunately, there's a fly control solution ready to bite back. Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tax. Corathon Insecticide controls horn and face flies on beef cattle, which in one study resulted in an 11.81-pound increase in weight gain over untreated calves. Bite back at flies with Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tax. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 15th through 17th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
Today's cattle futures market was generally weaker here on the feeder cattle. We were about 50 lower in the Aprils at 147.12. The May's down 107 at 151.60. The August 27 lower at 161.60. So anywhere from 20 to $1.07 lower is a pretty disappointing day for the feeder cattle. Although they have rallied here recently and actually went to contract highs at one point today. They did to close lower on the feeder cattle. Live cattle, on the other hand, were up a dollar in the April at 124.15. The June's down 25 at 125.02. The August 10 lower at 124.02. I would say the live cattle were generally higher. The cash market has been extremely strong here of late. We had some 123 yesterday. So all the way this week from 120 to 123. So generally stronger. The June's 25 lower at 125.02, so that April-June spread has really narrowed up. It's less than a dollar. At one point, it was over $3 of a difference with April $3 under June. That is not a normal trade. So we're getting that back. I think that's primarily due to the cash market rebounding and tying those two together. And then the June lean hogs today, you know, the hog market's been just on fire. It was up 52 today to close at 108.42.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, the 2021 Southwest Ranchers Bull and Female Sale is coming this Saturday, April 10th, 12:30 p.m. at the Wheeler Farm Sale Facility in Chickasha, Oklahoma. 120 head will be offered, including 75 head of Hereford, Angus, and Red Angus bulls. Catalog and videos of the animals being sold are available at mcsauction.com. You can call Matt Sims for more information, 405-641-6081. Southwest Ranchers Bull and Female Sale this Saturday, April 10th.
Today's grain trade was a pretty good trade. We had the May corn, the strongest contract on the board, up 19 and a quarter cents at 579 and three quarters. This is the second highest close, or maybe the highest close we've seen on the corn. Not the highest trade, but the highest close. That USDA report that one day took corn up to about 585. So we're not quite there on the May corn. We got to 583. But that day it didn't close up here. So this is the highest close for that contract. Really good sign here. I think there's a little bit of threat of a weather premium being built into the market, if you will, where quite a bit of the U.S. has been dry without any rainfall in the immediate forecast, I think, following what we've got in the last 24 hours. That's helping some, but the corn was strong. Beans were not quite as strong. Soybeans up 6.5 at 14.15 and a quarter. November up 2.5 here at 12.73 and a quarter. This time of year, primarily your planting decisions are made, so it's not really the acreage battle anymore. Now it's more of how fast the crop's going in the ground. So I think that could be a driver going forward for like the Nova beans and December corn. And then the wheat futures were up 13 and three quarters in July wheat at 583 and three quarters. This wheat crop in the Southern Plain really needs a rain.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk for loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.